This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, we have a great show today. We're going to be talking about life. I know, that's a generalization, isn't it? Now, we're going to be talking about life and the concept of living in full expression. We're going to have a really great show talking about that today. How to live in full expression, and what does living in full expression really mean? Joining us later in the hour, Dan Nelson, our resident genealogist, will be visiting with us, our historian, who actually can help us look back at the past and see how the past does, well, it repeats. It's amazing how things happen over and over again throughout time. And a lot of us don't really know because we were either not really paying attention or guess what, we probably weren't alive back then. So there's like various reasons why we don't know that type of stuff. So it'll be good to have that conversation with Dan later on here in the hour. But joining me right now is an author that wrote a book called The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, Ancient Wisdom for a Modern World. And, you know, it's interesting because this book really connected with me quite a bit. And it was interesting because a lot of it is just right on. And if you've listened to my show for even a few years or even the last 10 years, you know that, you know, understanding the reason why we're here and what we're doing and the direction and our purpose and understanding what all that is totally up my alley. That's what I've been doing my whole life. So Jim Phillips joins us live. Jim, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How's your day going?
My day is going perfectly. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. And I've been reading your book. I was actually reading your book on the flight a couple of days back and sharing it with some folks on the plane. And I like The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. So, you know, I know that sometimes it takes a little while. We need a little more coffee. But if you look at life as L-I-F-E, living in full expression, you know, when did you come across that? Or when did that kind of hit your brain for the first time when you came up with that?
Well, it was interesting. The first time, I have this thing with words anyway, so I have a lot of acronyms and things like that throughout the book and also some of the other writings that I do. But the word life was always very interesting to me. And the first time I started playing with it, I actually used the word life as the acronym for live it fully every day. So it was more about really just being excited about life, being fully engaged in life, doing everything I possibly could every day, and then enjoying it. And then as I started evolving a little bit more, I guess, in my thinking and my understanding, and this was over a long period of time, it dawned on me that living in full expression was really what we're here for, to be true to ourselves and live in full expression of that truth.
You know, there's a comment you made in the very beginning of the book, life is difficult, you know, it's intended to be so that we can measure and experience the extent of our personal power. That's pretty powerful. Can you expound on that a bit?
Yeah, to me, if life were easy, then we wouldn't have the same sense of self that we would have as we go up against what life challenges us with. And I think that there's this thought or this not even a thought. We've all been told at some point in time that we're never given anything that we can't handle. Well, I take it to a different level because I don't think there is anything we can't handle. So we're constantly being given. I mean, as we continue to have experiences, as we overcome challenging opportunities that we're being given, we gain a greater awareness of the full breadth of our personal power. And we have to keep bumping up against that next greatest challenging opportunity to further expand on that. And I think that's where we gain this greater sense of self, as I said, a greater understanding of the limitlessness of who we are and what we're capable of doing.
You know, it's powerful. You know, I've been talking to some folks and, you know, some of my clients and working with some people, and we talk about flow. And I saw how you discuss flow. And I think I love your concept of flow, if you can explain that, because I think that sometimes people think going with the flow means I don't have to do anything. It means that I don't have to put effort into it, or I can just sit back. You know, explain to me your concept of the flow.
Well, my idea of flow is that, you know, people will say that I'm not in flow with life, I'm out of flow with life, or they'll get to a point where things do start to go a little bit more easily for them, and they'll say they're in flow with life. Well, I contend that we're never out of flow with life. We are life. We are all that is. We are all of the energy, all of the experience. We're everything. So we can't be out of flow because we are that flow. Now, we can resist it, though. We can shut ourselves down so that we're not open and receptive to all that life has given us. And when we resist it, that creates more of the challenges that we have, that creates the obstacles, if you will, that prevent life from feeling like we're in flow with it. But we're never out of flow. If life is constantly in flow, we are life, therefore we can never be out of flow. But I think if we recognize that, and recognize that when we're feeling that stress, or we're feeling like we're being held back in some way, that it's just our not allowing the flow to be with us at that particular point in time.
You know, it's interesting. I did a post a few weeks back, and it was based on Calvin Harris's recent song, and it was about being in the way. And in the concept of video, you know, he's got the girlfriend that he's with that actually is not real. It's a virtual reality type thing. But he's claiming that she's in the way of him being able to grow when it's really not her at all. And I think that a lot of times, because of our ability to, you know, Jedi mind ourselves, a lot of times we can create somebody that's in the way, fixate on that, even though it's really us that's stopping the flow. It's really us getting in the way of our movement.
Yeah, and that brings up the whole idea of non-attachment. Because, as you were just saying in that video, and I did watch that the other day, by the way, and I thought that was really interesting, is that we can become fixated on, in that example, on that female that's in the video, and that can become what we believe is, I mean, we're doing everything for that, towards that. We think we have to do everything to get approval by that. And yet, that is what holds us back, because any time that we are trying to do something for somebody else, or we're doing it, I can't think of a better word to use, we're doing it where it is, where we're moving towards something, but we have something attached to it, and I know I'm not explaining that very well. If we could just let go of it, if we could understand that we're going to have the experience of it without becoming attached to it, I guess the best way to say it is, and this was said by Jesus, I'm in this world, but not of this world. It's about experiencing everything that we possibly can in life without becoming attached to any of it. And I think that as we try to achieve something, let's just say it's a job that we're trying to achieve, and then we become fixated on that job. Well, maybe that job's not the end-all job for us, but it's the one we've become fixated on. So everything we're doing is to move towards that. We finally achieve it, but we might not have achieved what we're fully capable of achieving, which could be much greater than that particular job.
Fixating on one concept, fixating on a thought, fixating on a person or a state of mind or a place to be or living one place. I totally get what you're saying. I think nowadays, I think even more so, I don't know, you know, history does repeat itself, but it really does feel, and you brought this up about how the world can feel out of control. And, you know, recently with, you know, COVID and the riots and the and obviously racial tensions and looting and all these different things, I think that's what gets in the way of people being able to maybe focus on the flow, or it also kind of aids and abets in them being attached to things they don't need to be attached to out of, you know, self-soothing or self-preservation. You know, how do people, you know, keep the chaos, be able to see the chaos, but not internalize that chaos? Because I think, you know, one of the things that I work with my clients that, you know, you got to turn off the news at some point. You can't keep, you know, putting that stuff and that content in your head, because you can't unsee anything and you can't unhear anything. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think any time that we see something, now I'm talking about not being engaged in the protest physically. We're not down there where the protests are taking place, but we're seeing it, we're hearing about it, and there is a charge to it for us. Well, the question I would ask myself is, what is it in me that this is so? Because my experience of it, of the protesting, what it means to me, and then whatever charge I have as a result of that. So I want to know what that's all about. And if I can reveal that to myself, then I can separate myself more from the actual event. I don't get charged by it. I can be an observer of it without having the physical manifestation of any of the stress or maybe the angst that I might feel as a result of experiencing it. Now, I also want to say that that doesn't mean that those things are not important, because the protests are important. I'm not talking about the looting, but I mean just the fact that people are speaking up and they're letting their feelings and their emotions and their beliefs and all of that be expressed, which is really what living in full expression is all about. They have to allow that to come out. And we all do that in whatever form that we choose to do that. And we all have a certain expression within us that has a desire to be expressed through us and as us. So I think for me, it really is just asking that simple question and then identifying what it is in me that's causing me to have the feelings about whatever I might be observing at that particular point in time. And then I can deal with it.
That makes sense. I do think that we do put our emotions and our filter and our programming on each thing we see, you know, based on our programming, our past and our feelings. We do kind of define and even judge a lot of the things that we see. And sometimes that negative judgment can cause that inner chaos when it's not necessary at all.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
You know, Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just gets back to that adage that our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. So whatever our feelings and emotions are, we're going to see played out in the outer world. And I just think that we have to pay attention to that and realize the correlation between the two.
That's very true. That's very true. You know, one of the things that I find, and I like that you really touched on it in Chapter 2 in your book, about, you know, defining purpose and discussing purpose. And I think that a lot of folks, it's almost like purpose is that elusive thing, you know, and they're constantly looking for that, trying to label what their purpose is. I like where you're coming from with purpose, you know, it is interesting about acceptance and seeing ourselves, and it's not about we lost purpose, because I think sometimes when people go down and we certain things happen in their life, maybe not the most what they would consider the best situation, they say, oh, well, I'm so off of purpose, you know. Kind of explain where you're going with that, because I think that a lot of times people judge themselves negatively and then adversely don't see that they're actually on purpose.
Well, to me, there's a lot of confusion around the idea of what one's life purpose is. And I think we confuse that with what we do. And a life purpose is actually, why are we here to begin with? What, you know, why are any of us here? That's life's purpose. And during our conversation that we had earlier, actually, one of the things I told you was that I take these early morning walks and I ask very specific questions that I am perhaps struggling with finding an answer to, or could be some challenge that I'm faced with that I'm looking to find some resolution with. And there was one morning that I was walking and I was trying to figure out, I said, why are we here? Because I'm looking around the world and I see all the atrocities and the things that we do to each other and the things that we say to ourselves. And so I had to ask the question. I said, what is this all about? Because this can't be why we're here. We didn't all sign up to come here on this planet here to kill each other and be mean to each other and do all the things that we're doing. And the response that I immediately got was that the purpose of life is the progressive realization of the truth. So everything that we do, every experience that we have, for me, is about moving through that progression so that we're constantly moving towards the progressive realization of the truth.
That's great, Jim. When we return, we'll be talking more about purpose, how to find your purpose, how to figure out what purpose is. We got a lot more coming. Stay tuned. Don't turn the channel. We got a lot more coming. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our truth.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to reggieharvey.net. That's R-E-G-G-I-E-Harvey.net.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call Lendingtree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business.
Got it, so you'll get loans with competitive interest. Hey guys, welcome back. Hey, oh my God, it's great to see everybody. How are y'all doing? Warren,
if you need money, call us.
Do you
want to refinance your current loan?
Oh my
God. Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call Lendingtree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're joined by Jim Phillips, life strategist and the author of The Key of Life, Living in Full Expression, Ancient Wisdom for a Modern World. You know, Jim, right before the break, we were talking about purpose and working on purpose and the concept of purpose and how a lot of times, you know, a lot of people will try to figure out what their purpose is, and I think it's like you were saying, the purpose generally for us in this lifetime is to be and to experience this life, and sometimes we're looking for that bigger, better deal, or we're trying to find this aha moment. I'm sure you've worked with clients where they were there trying to find anything that shows them purpose, but they felt like they were coming up short.
Well, I think everybody thinks they have to find this really interesting, unique thing to do or a way to be to make a difference in the world. And it's as if we all feel like we have to be Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King or somebody of significance like that. And I think we forget the fact that in our everyday lives, as we interact with other people, we're having a significant impact on the lives of others, just like they're having a significant impact on us. So to me, the whole purpose for being here, as I said, is a progressive realization of the truth. And once we get to a greater understanding of the truth of who we are and we live from that truth, we're going to be impacting people just by our beingness. Now, having said that, we also are who we are through what we do. So we can choose to do something in which we have a tremendous amount of passion. Being a life coach, as an example, could be something that's very passion-filled for somebody. Well, that doesn't mean that's their life's purpose, but that's how their life's purpose is being played out. That's how they're impacting other people. That's how they're living in full expression of their truth. Somebody can be an artist, and they can draw, paint, sculpt, whatever. That doesn't mean that's their life's purpose, but that's how their life's purpose is being played out. They're experiencing and expressing themselves through their art, and they're impacting other people through that process. Now, if I could, real quick, I want to read something from the Key to Life, my book. It's on page 17. It's something that I think really answers this whole point that we're trying to make. Here's what it says. We have a far greater impact on this world and the lives of others than we could possibly imagine. We might not be consciously aware of the difference because most often it'll happen through what appear to be random, disconnected events that somehow come together to reach and benefit those for whom it was intended. And that, to me, just sums it up. It's really about just being who you are, allowing yourself to live in full expression of that truth, not trying to be somebody else, not become attached to anything else, really living from and as your truth.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And living in our truth. You know, one of the things that I also thought was really interesting is the four phases of life that you talk about in Chapter 3, reflection, revelation, resurrection and reconciliation, I think. And you know, it's interesting when you look at the concept of reflection, what does that mean to the person listening to this right now? What does that mean to our listeners? What cycle are we in when we're doing reflecting?
Well, reflection to me is the first cycle. That's when we become more aware. That's when we start living in the present moment. We're not thinking about yesterday. Although reflection might cause us to think we're thinking about a time past, but it's really not. It's about thinking about who we are in this present moment, and we're not thinking about the future. So it's really taking into consideration all that we know, all that we are, all that we've experienced, and realizing that there is more to life than what we've already experienced. And then that's when we get into the next phase, which is revelation. And that's when we experience more of who we are, because we've gone through that reflective phase and now understand that we're more than we thought we were. So now we go into revelation, which is that greater, deeper understanding of that, and greater awareness. And I think that's awareness actually is the key to so much of this, because if anybody walks away with anything from this program today, if they only would become more aware, life will change profoundly.
Yes, I totally agree. And I think awareness is key in the concept to being aware. And we'll talk more about self-awareness and self-understanding, because I think that a lot of times we're just not necessarily there of who we are and what we're about. And I think that's what we're getting to. So we're going to get to that. We'll be talking with Dan Nelson later. We have more to talk with Jim. And stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
We are all striving to live
our true life. The clock is off
here. Part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Postal Service is now warning states coast to coast that it cannot guarantee all ballots cast for mail by the November election will arrive in time to be counted, even if mailed by state deadlines, raising the possibility that millions of voters could be disenfranchised. Voters and lawmakers in several states are complaining that some curbside mail collection boxes are also being removed. The post office is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots. Warning letters were sent out to 46 states, raising the possibility that many Americans eligible for mail-in ballots will not have them counted. But that's not the intent, according to the Postmaster General, Louis Deloy. Deloy said the post office is merely asking elected officials and voters to realistically consider how the mail works and be mindful of delivery standards in order to provide voters ample time to cast their ballots properly through the mail. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Join us later here in the segment, Dan Nelson, our resident historian. And right now, we're talking with Jim Phillips. Jim is the author of The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, as well as a life strategist. And right before the break, we were talking about the cycle, like the four phases of life, and we were just getting into the concept of revelation. You know, Jim, when we're talking about revelation, really is about gaining a deeper understanding of meaning and purpose of life. And we're talking about self-awareness. And one of the things that I find with a lot of folks is that they're just not self-aware. They can make judgment. They can decide what other people should be doing. But in the process, the one thing that's missing in their life is the revelation of self-awareness.
Yeah, and that to me is the whole point of awareness. And that's where we have to begin. It's awareness of ourselves within the context of life. It is awareness of who we are, what we're capable of doing. It's awareness of where we might be projecting. Does judging other people? How are we judging situations? And more often than not, when we're judging something other than ourselves, we're actually judging ourselves because we're projecting something onto them. So this whole idea of self-awareness, it has to come back to us. I'll even just go to it straight to the point. And the point is that the greatest relationship we are here to experience and express in this world is our relationship with ourselves. And everything that we do is about gaining that greater understanding of ourselves. And when we become aware of and accept that as a reason for being here, then I think we do become more self-aware. And we see ourselves in relation to all aspects of life. We see ourselves in relation to all of the people that we interact with. We see ourselves in relation to the jobs or the roles that we hold. But we also come to understand that we're none of those things. We're the entity, we're the soul, if you will, that is having the experience of all those things, that is playing that role, but is having the experience of itself through those things as whatever that might be, as that role. I know that gets a little convoluted, but I think if people kind of sit back and really let that sink in, you gain that greater understanding. We are the entity that's having the experience of everything that we do.
And I talk about that a lot, too. I totally agree with you. I've done so many videos on being on being your best friend, on being the best friend to yourself, because most of us know more about the stranger we meet at the grocery store. Most of us know more about the person that we met on a dating site that we decided we weren't going to go on a date with, more than we know about ourselves. And I think one of the things that we were never taught when we are dealing with our lives and growing up is our parents didn't understand the value of understanding each other, understanding ourselves. Our parents didn't even understand that, most of them. I'm sure that there are some folks out there that taught their kids that the most important relationship is with themselves. I mean, we come in this world on our own and we leave on our own. And it's interesting because I feel like we left out that bill of goods, like that piece of information that we need, because it's like we look all around trying to find other people to fill us up or to define us, when in reality, the person's standing right there, but the person standing right there, we are a stranger to, and some people can't even be with themselves because it's so overwhelmingly stressful because they consider themselves so alone.
Yeah, and the question that I would ask around that, though, is why is it so difficult to be who we are? It would seem like that would be the absolute most natural thing for us to do, just be who we are. But yet we're told that we should be like this or that, we need to do this or that, we're told what job that we might want to go towards because somebody else feels that we might be successful at it or that our life would be a success if we do that, instead of paying attention to the guidance we're always given within ourselves, and accepting that guidance as truth, and then moving forward in life based on that guidance. There is this fear, I guess, of what someone might say if I allow them to see me naked, so to speak. And by that I mean as who I truly am. What are they going to say? How are they going to feel about me? Will I fit in? Will I be relevant in the world? And yet, all of us are relevant because we're here. We're not relevant because of what we do. We're relevant because we're here. If we weren't relevant, we wouldn't be here. If we didn't have a life purpose, we wouldn't be here. There'd be no reason for it. And I think if we can just come to those simple, basic understandings, then we can let go of a lot of this other stuff that we continuously allow other people to heap on us and that we accept and pile on ourselves. And then the whole idea of life, and this gets into, I know, a lot of the work that you do too, Ashley, and that is shedding these untruths. To where what you have standing after these untruths have been shed is that truth, and that's who we are. And it's living from that, understanding that, appreciating that, accepting that. And that's where freedom lies. We've all been told that the truth shall set you free, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, because we become free when we truly understand, recognize, and accept who we are, and then we live from that truth. Because we're not living up to anybody else's expectations. We don't have to.
We don't have to, and it's one of the hardest things to get to really successfully achieve, because I realize that most of us are dependent on how other people feel about us, because we were never taught that we are actually here for a reason. We were never taught that our reason was to learn who we are. We were never taught the value. We were seeing our value outside of ourselves, our value of the career, of the title, of the corner office, our value of being able to buy things, our value to be able to marry somebody, our value to have children. And most of us place that value outside of ourselves. And I think that it's all internal, but it's really hard to turn that spotlight internally. And I think that's where a lot of folks are at. It's just, how do you get there, and how do you overcome the negative broken record that says, well, this isn't valuable and this is no good, and what are you doing?
Well, the problem is that the people who are telling us how to do that have no clue themselves. So we're learning from somebody who doesn't know, and it just gets to the point where I think people say there's got to be more to life than I've experienced. There's got to be more to me than I've experienced. I'm not all these things. Or somebody can be extremely happy. Maybe they've made a lot of money. Maybe they have a lot of titles. And then they kind of step back and they go, wait a minute, I'm still unhappy. I'm unfulfilled. What's this all about? And unfortunately, too many of us have to get to that point where we either have had tremendous success and feel unfulfilled, or we're at the bottom of the pit trying to figure out what the hell is going on and why are we down here, and then we realize, well, there absolutely has to be more to life, because this isn't what my life is about. This is not who I am. And then all of a sudden we start to rise like the phoenix, and we realize that we can be different than what life has shown us that we are. And then it's up to us to make the choices. I mean, to get really, really clear on how we want to live life, how we want to experience and express ourselves within the context of life. And then it's about making choices based on what will lead us towards that ultimate expression, whatever that is that we're trying to accomplish. There's a formula, and I think I had mentioned this to you before, that I use in the work that I do, but I also use it personally. It's a very simple formula, and it's thought, belief, choice, action, and then, of course, after we have action, we have the consequence of that action, which would be the outcome. Everything begins as a thought. So anytime you have a thought, the potential for the object of the thought is now there. And we bring that potential, we bring that object of the thought into being by believing that it can happen. So that's where our beliefs come in. So we first have a thought, then we have beliefs about it. And of course we can have beliefs that we already hold that could offset some of the thoughts that we have, and that could be a limiting belief that holds us back. I'm just going to make the assumption here that we have this thought of something we really want to do. We believe it's possible. We're excited about it. We then go to the next phase of this formula, which is choice. So now we make choices in alignment with achieving the goal, having the experience, whatever it is that we want to do. So we start making those choices. Then we take action based on that choice. Again, that's leading us towards the desired outcome. Now what we can't control the outcome. But the more we do, think, say, take action towards the thing we want to actually experience, the greater the likelihood that the outcome is going to be the desired outcome. And then we continuously go through that process. Mm-hmm. But that, again, is awareness. We have to be aware of our thoughts. We have to be aware of our beliefs. We have to be aware of the choices we make. We have to be aware of the actions that we've taken. And then we have to see the correlation between those and the final outcome. If the outcome isn't what we want, well, where did we have a misstep in that formula? Where can I go back and have a redo, so to speak?
Very important.
Change whatever it was.
That's very important. We're going to continue talking about that, Jim, in just a minute. Joining us right now, Dan Nelson, our resident historian. You know, Dan, you do some amazing work, and history does repeat itself. And we've been talking about we were talking on the phone about the Goodnight Loving Trail. And I thought it was a very interesting concept. Let's talk about that, because I think it's very poignant right now with the situation with scarcity and what have you. Tell us more about that, Dan.
Sure. Yeah, this Goodnight Loving Trail, I remember when I moved to Texas, seeing it as we drove across the highway, you know, oh, this is where it was. It's like, Goodnight Loving, that sounds like some sort of romantic place to be. And so it was odd when I started working on a client's ancestry, and I came across her, one of her great uncles, Oliver Loving. And so Oliver, in tracking him down, he moved to Texas with his family in about 1843. He was pretty successful. He ended up with 640 acres of land, a section, in Collin, Dallas, and Parker County. He hauled freight for a number of years, and then him and his family moved to Palo Pinto County, and he ran a country store, and he ranched, and he ended up being worth $37,000 as of 1860, which is about $1 million today. So by 1857, he owned 1,000 acres of land, and he had a large herd of cattle. So he sent his 19-year-old son out. Think about your average 19-year-old today to drive his and his neighbor's cattle to Illinois up the Shawnee Trail. So all the way from North Texas to Illinois. And they made $36 a head, which was good money in those days. And so he did it the next year. So in 1860, with another partner, they started a herd of 1,500 cattle. Think about that amount of cattle towards Denver, Colorado, to feed miners in the area. Crossed the Red River, went up the Arkansas, and went to Pueblo, where they wintered for the cattle. And then the next spring, he sold his cattle for gold and tried to leave for Texas. However, the American Civil War had broken out, and the Union authorities prevented him from returning to the South until Kit Carson and some others vouched for him and interceded. So then during the war, the Confederate States Army contracted with him to provide cattle. By the time the war ended, they owed him between $100,000 and $250,000, which he never, of course, got. And then in 1866, he gathered a herd and took it to Fort Sumner, New Mexico, to feed some 8,000 Native American Indians that they put on a reservation. And he did that with a guy named Charles Goodnight, and the trail they established is what became the Goodnight Loving Trail. So they sold their beef for $12,000, and then they returned to Goodnight returned to Weatherford, which is where he was based, and with the gold. And then they sort of met up with another guy named John Chisholm. So you probably heard of the Chisholm Trail. And that was about 40 miles south of Fort Sumner, and they spent the winter there, and then they supplied more cattle to Fort Sumner and to Santa Fe itself. So spring of 1867 comes along. They're headed back to Texas to start a new drive, and there was heavy rains and Indian threats, you know, were slowing this down. So he went, Oliver, he went ahead of the herd for the, sort of get the bidding set up, you know, get auction type thing going for the cattle. And he took one scout with him, and he promised Goodnight they'd only travel at night through Native American Indian country. But he pushed ahead during the day. I guess he was anxious. And in a Comanche attack, he was severely wounded at what's now known as Loving Bend on the Pecos River. So he sent the scout back to the herd, himself eluded the Indians, and the aid of Mexican traders. He made it to Fort Sumner, unfortunately, only to die there of gangrene from his wounds. But he made Goodnight promise him before he died that he would be buried in Texas. So he was temporarily buried at Fort Sumner, but Goodnight had his body exhumed and had him taken back to Texas, where he's buried in the Greenwood Cemetery in Weatherford. So now you know the story of the Goodnight Loving Trail.
That's an amazing story, and it's so interesting. So how are they related to you and your family?
They're actually related to one of my clients. So it's an uncle of a client of mine, and, you know, I had no idea. She had no idea she was related to this famous Texas cattle person. She didn't know a whole lot beyond her grandparents. So that's the kind of fun stuff when we do these family history researches. People find out, hey, you know, there were some notable people in my past, some characters.
I think it's interesting about the Comanche attack. I think that's interesting, too. And then him deciding that he's going to continue to go forward with that and go out during the day, even though it's a night thing, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, well, of course, the Comanche didn't have the buffalo that they used to have, because we all know the story of, you know, the railroad and Wild Bill Hickok, people like that, Buffalo Bill Cody, killing the buffalo. So when they could see a herd of cattle, that was huge. They could feed themselves and their family. So they were very motivated, and it was very dangerous work.
You know, Dan, I can't wait to see you next week on the show. We're going to have a great story, and hopefully you'll be in studio next week. I look forward to that.
Me also. It'd be great.
Dan, thank you so much. Our resident historian, thank you, Dan. And when we return, we're going to be talking more about purpose. We're going to be talking about living in full expression. You know, Dan is so amazing because he helps us understand our history, where we came from and where we're going, right? We got Jim, who's going to give us some nuggets of wisdom here at the end of the show. I'm going to give a couple of nuggets of wisdom here, too, because, you know, it is about being you and finding you. But that can be some of the hardest things we ever do in our life, right? That's why it's the hardest thing. That's why we're here. That's the purpose, right? Stay tuned. I got more for you. Don't leave. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time. Well, hold up. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about history, we've been talking about ancient wisdom, we've been talking about ancient wisdom for a modern world, we've been talking about purpose, we've been talking about living in full expression with our life strategist, Jim Phillips. You know, Jim, great show today. You know, I really, you have such a wealth of knowledge, and you've done so much work, and you've put so much work into understanding you and being self-aware. You know, what are some nuggets of wisdom that you would like to share with the USA Radio Network folks, that everybody that's listening, all our listeners, what are some of those nuggets that you think you just got to share with folks today?
I think that because so much of what we've been talking about is purpose, and that tends to be the biggest, most frequently asked question that I get whenever I'm doing my life strategy sessions with folks. And when they ask me to help them identify what they want to identify as their life's purpose, and as I said a few minutes ago, I don't look at life's purpose as being what you do. However, too many people come to that conclusion that it's something that they do. With that being said, what I ask them is, what are you most inspired to do? What do you have this incredible inspiration to do? What are you most passionate about? What are you good at? What do you like to do? And I think if people will at least begin there and start to understand that it's that simple, it's not like trying to search for something that you don't resonate with. It's for actually searching for something that you're already good at, that you enjoy doing, that you have a lot of passion about, that you're inspired to do. And then what I would suggest is you accept what I'm about to say right now. And this was one of the quotes that was given to me during my early morning walks. It was given to me when I was writing the book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, because I came to a point in the book where I needed a little bit of motivation myself. And I was questioning why I was writing the book. And it was about, who am I to write a book? Who am I to think I have something to say that other people would want to read? And when I asked the question in my morning walk, the answer I immediately got was, you wouldn't be inspired to do something if it wasn't intended to be. So I would just suggest that people take a look at what you're inspired to do and accept that it is intended for you. That is your soul speaking to you. Now, the second part of that quote that I think is just as powerful, because a lot of times we'll get this inspiration, but then we'll talk ourselves out of it by lunchtime. But the second part of this quote is that if it is intended to be, then all for it to be is going to be provided. So first and foremost, you wouldn't be inspired to do something if it wasn't intended. If it is intended, all for it to be will be provided. So we need to honor and respect that inspiration that we're being given. Open ourselves to receive, be aware, as we've been talking about quite a bit, of everything that's around us that's already there in support of that inspiration coming into fruition, for us living in full expression of that, for allowing that which has a desire to be expressed through us and as us to be expressed. So that would be the wisdom that I would share. I feel strongly that if people would just embrace that or play with that, that they're going to find their lives go in directions they perhaps never thought they would. And I think they'll find the fulfillment that they've been searching for.
Powerful stuff, Jim. Where can folks find you?
They can find me on my website at livinginfullexpression.com. They can find me on Facebook at JimPhillips/author. And they can email me if they want to get in contact with me directly at jim@livinginfullexpression.com.
You know, I think this show is so amazing and powerful because, yes, we're all looking for that purpose. But, yes, the purpose is figuring out who we are and being the best friend to ourselves. And I think Jim articulates it so well in that concept, because I think for most people, even some of the books that we read in the self-help section, it's almost like the real concept of life is not even mentioned in a lot of these books. And the thing is that it really is about us. And, you know, I've said it, you come in your life on your own and you leave on your own. Really think about it. Even if you're a twin, you're not born at the same time. Okay, there's a reason for that. And that's what we really need to think about. Those are the things we need to think about. And, Jim, you know, I want to leave this thought real quick, is that Jim's, one of his quotes is, we defend our misery at the expense of our happiness. And, Jim, I appreciate you so much for coming on. I look forward to having you back on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Ashley.
I look for it. And I love his book, guys. You got to check out the book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. I've been reading it. I'm almost done with the book, and it is a powerful book. And Jim is a powerful, has really thought about what's up in our life. And it's up for you, too. It's about your determination. It's about understanding you. You are a unique individual that is here for a reason, here for a purpose, and you're helping people. And if you can continue to do that, wow, that's some powerful stuff. So stay powerful, stay aware, stay self-aware, be on point, and guess what? Well, we're going to be back next week with a new show. We're always here, right? USA Radio Network, don't worry, because we will be here. We'll be back with a great show. And, you know, think about it. Purpose is you. It's about learning about you. It's about being you. And it's about being acceptance of you and finding that unconditional love for you, which will radiate to everybody else where you can unconditionally love them, right? So we got a great show for you next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back. And, well, you know, I'm thinking about it. I think I'll be back this time. I'll be back in 3 shakes.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generation.
So we're going to wait 1 second before we turn it off.
Who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out?
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.